Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Look at that.
What?
That's a hand.
Come on.
It is Woody.
Hey, but look at it from this angle.
I still see a hand.
That is not clear and obvious.
Oh, Christopher, open your eyes.
My eyes are open. I can see what I see, and I don't see a fucking hand.
What?
You've got to think about the threshold.
Oh, don't start with the threshold.
But it's relevant in this instance, isn't it?
Look at that.
I'm looking at it, pal.
Are you doing this to wind me up?
I mean, I see a hand, sure, but that's a natural position.
Oh, there is nothing natural about that.
That is a natural position. Look at the body language. It's not intentional.
It's not about whether it's intentional or not, Woody. It's about whether that is a picture of Prince Andrew and if he's got his hand around her waist.
I know, it looks incriminating. I'm just saying,
there's nothing to say. That's Prince Andrew, right? And that there, right there, that's his hand.
Oh, aye. Was this during Fergie time?
No, a few years after.
That always goes to shite when Fergie leaves.
Yep.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888 and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Despite a turbulent and disruptive start to their five-year plan, Ashwood City achieved European qualification and they now enter season two of The Offensive.
The international break is coming to an end,
and Ashwood City are concluding a brief, warm-weather training excursion in Saudi Arabia. Sporting director Chris Woody Woodall and chief executive Patrick Nolan are inside at the hotel restaurant.
So when he comes in, I'll say, thanks for sparing some time off the training ground with us. You say nothing, all right?
Nothing at all.
Not at first, aye. I'll go on about the bad league form, I'll do a bit about the players' revolt.
Yeah, that's the main
bit. I know. And I'll go on about that for a bit, all right? Then, right when I say, we have no other choice, then you go, you're fired.
You are fired?
No, you're fired. You're fired, all right? I like your intention, but make sure you do it, and you point, and you do it like this. You're fired.
Oh, that's good.
Hey, it's Lord Sugar.
Ah, Star Wars.
What?
No, not Star Wars. Chocolate Charlie. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory,
isn't it? No, The Apprentice.
Oh, Alan.
Hey, Alan.
Oh, why didn't you
fucking
say Alan?
Fucking hell, Patrick. It's your fucking WhatsApp profile picture. It's you, Alan Sugar, and the bottom half of Peter Jones.
Yeah.
Just do it.
You're fired.
You're smiling. Why are you smiling?
You're fired.
Better. Much better, right? Try the point a bit higher, like right in his face.
You're fired.
Now that is fantastic, pal.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. I went with a sort of, like a threatening glare.
I felt it, pal. I really did.
Yeah, good.
Who keeps messaging you?
Oh, it's Daniel.
Levy?
Yeah, well, I asked Pochettino's agent what he was getting paid and then Daniel found out.
Oof. How?
Yeah, I know. This industry is full of fucking blabbermouths.
Well, the agent probably used your interest against Daniel.
Oh, yeah, that's quite a good idea.
Poch ain't leaving Spurs anytime soon, though. What are you going to message back?
I don't know.
Tell him to fuck off.
But what says fuck off without actually saying fuck off?
Tell him it's between you and Poch.
Oh, yeah, that's good. I like that.
Done?
Done.
Right. Have we covered the game plan?
Where is he then?
I don't know. It should be done by now, you know? We could always march into the training ground. That'd be good, eh? Just march on there and say, hey, we want a word.
It's hot, though. It's too hot.
Well, you are in a suit, pal.
Yeah, I know. I just had a meeting. And to be honest, I don't want to give a guy the sack whilst my own sack is peeking out of my shorts.
You need tighter shorts, pal, like these.
Oh, look. God, why do you have to get them in pink? It is like you're deliberately being obnoxious.
If obnoxious means devilishly handsome, I concur.
Look, I like wearing suits, okay? Is that okay with Chris Woodall?
Aye, but now you're out in the Saudi Arabian sunshine. You know, you can't be dressed head to toe in black cotton. You'll roast yourself.
Okay, firstly, this is wool and cashmere. And secondly, Woody, 50% of the people out here are dressed head to toe in black cotton, and they seem perfectly happy.
You reckon they're perfectly happy?
Shh.
What?
Don't be rude.
Pal, there's literally nobody within 20 yards of us.
Yeah, but...
But what?
It's rude. It's racist.
I haven't said a fucking thing.
Yeah. You don't know what kind of recording devices they have.
I do, pal. Spent last night with the Saudi FA. They bug every player they have.
Do they?
Oh, aye. They show me some cracking gadgets for it.
Really?
Aye. They do it with smartwatches and everything.
Ah, see, this is why everyone should just have a Rolex like me.
Is that another Labour Party policy, is it?
Oh, God, no more politics.
We've got another few weeks of that, I'm afraid. Who's that?
Alex.
Why are you answering? We're busy.
Hello?
Oh, nice ear hair.
What?
It's a video call, Grandad.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Oh, hi, Alex. Look at you. You're glowing.
Oh, stop saying that.
Why didn't you come out here?
She's pregnant. She can't fly.
Yes, I can.
Oh, and a heads up. When you have the little screaming brat, you can't fly then either, all right? Certainly not with me on the plane, anyway.
I can fly for a few more months, but I'm busy with a million sponsorship meetings.
Where's Jess?
Still on holiday.
Patrick, you said she was working in LA.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Oh. Sorry.
So she's on holiday during the season?
Yes, she booked it in. There's nothing I can do about it.
This is bollocks.
What did you mean, ear hair, by the way? Like actual hair in my ear?
Oh, a bit, yeah.
Oh, that's all I need right now.
God, just get a wee trimmer, Patrick. You know, it doubles up as a nostril trimmer as well.
Ah, what a bargain. Nostril and ear canal all in one.
Well, why don't you buy one of each, money bags?
You're staring in my ear.
Oh, I'm not.
Oh, fuck off.
Hey, no swearing out here, right? They'll cut your arms off.
Cut your hand off, you mean?
Aye, but take the whole arm. What's the point of leaving me there with, you know...
The point in arms without hands.
Aye, like legs without feet. No point. Might as well declutter. Streamline.
You could get prosthetic hands, like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He doesn't have prosthetic hands.
Yeah, he's got the metal spindly hands.
That's the T-100. That's not Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's like saying John Hurt has got a little alien bloke living inside him, or Leonardo DiCaprio lives on a fucking floating door.
Oh, you swore. There goes an arm.
Is it one arm for each time, or do you...
Oh, right, I can't do this anymore.
What?
Indulge you both.
This is a serious political discussion.
No, it's not. Most of what you've said is complete and utter bollocks. You don't chop your arm off for swearing. You're just not allowed to drink, eat pork, or shag about.
That makes sense you stayed home, then.
Oh, ha ha, very fucking funny.
Alex, what's happening with the executive box sponsorship rate?
Not great. The stadium has a deal with the council that we have to find sponsorship opportunities for local businesses. The executive box has provided
bollocks,
that.
Fucking bollocks. What are we, Oxfam?
Well, I asked around, and I think we could get a local iBet branch in town, and then they will qualify as sponsors.
Yes, yes, more global brands, get those small-time fuckers out, yeah? No more community colleges, local tradesmen or housing initiatives.
Got it. Well, thanks for the productive call. Just stop fucking picking your teeth.
Yeah, pal, I hate it when you do that.
Well, that's what I do when I concentrate.
Right, I'm off now.
Good, we've got some firing to do.
Okay, pleasure, Alex. Bye now. Great work. Bye-bye.
Why are you being so fucking nice?
Well, I'm always like that.
Great work. Bye-bye now.
Okay, look. I'm only allowing 3 months maternity leave, so I thought I should be nicer.
The baby's due in May.
Yeah, and?
But we all have 2 months off after that anyway.
Yeah, but she doesn't know that, does she? Oh, shh, here he comes.
Right. Right, get ready. Right, remember the point.
You're fired.
That's it, pal. You got it. Thanks for coming. We really appreciate your time.
No problem.
Take a seat, Howard.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we're way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
You're fired.
Brilliant, pal.
What?
You heard the man, Jagger. Now go clear out your desk.
You're smiling. Is this a joke?
I'm not smiling. That was a threatening glare.
Not you. Him. Is this a joke or what? Is this banter?
No. I'm smiling because this isn't a joke.
So this is amusing to you, me getting the sack?
I think it's just my natural reaction to hardship and suffering, to be honest, pal.
By me and not Eric.
You want the head coach sacked? Is that what you're saying?
Well, if we keep dropping into the bottom three, I think that's a manager's problem.
Hey. You're right.
So
we're firing you instead. All right, think of it as a warning shot just past Eric's head.
But the bullet has struck me in the head.
Collateral damage.
Oh, my God.
That is so weird.
That's crazy.
So, I get the sack and that somehow will make Eric better at his job.
Okay, right, I get it. You object.
Of course I fucking object. You're cutting me adrift in the middle of the fucking desert.
Are you being figurative or metaphorical? Because either way, I quite like the analogy.
Fuck off, Chris. Honestly now, mate.
And maybe we can make this a little bit more interesting.
It's already fucking interesting. You're trying to get rid of me. It's too interesting. It's fucking riveting.
Have you ever seen a wee little movie called The Wire?
It's not a movie,
Woody.
In this wee movie, there's a guy that wears a wire to snitch on his boss.
This isn't the premise of the show!
And his boss, you see, he uses this information to punish other members of his organisation.
What are you doing?
Woody, none of this is accurate.
Mr. Howard Jagger, I want you to wear this.
The fuck is that?
It's a smartwatch.
Looks like a dumb watch to me, mate.
Anytime you're around those players, you hit record on this app here, okay?
You completely batshit crazy!
Spy on the fucking players, Howard, or face the consequences.
I won't condone this kind of behaviour, not on my watch!
It's not your watch, it's Ashwood's smartwatch.
Do you think I'm made of money?
Yeah, do you think he's made of money?
Goodbye, gentlemen. I'm going to pretend this little tea party didn't happen.
Howie, I know that you were part of this little coup de twat, alright? You think I was born on the 18th of November 2019?
What?
Yesterday. Do you think he was born yesterday?
No.
Then tell me you didn't support that wee little rebel alliance.
I didn't!
Prove it. Put this on.
This is unethical.
Do it or I'm calling Robbie Keane.
What is Robbie Keane gonna do to me?
He's gonna take your job, Howard.
I have to take this.
That's probably Robbie Keane right now.
What in the name of Chuck Blazer's corrupt ghost are you doing calling me, Mac?
Go to the bar.
What?
Go to the bar.
Mac, are you here?
Oh, fucking shouty fucking shout up my arse Arabia. No thanks, Nolan.
No, I don't take calls from Mac the Knife. I make the calls. Remember that next time.
Go to the bleeding bar. Don't bite the hand that feeds you, Fabio fucking Buridi.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, don't use the Lord's name in vain, Pat. Last time I did that, I got testicular torsion. Yeah, Google it.
No, thank you.
Now get yourself over there. Claudia's in town.
Well, I'll speak to her via email, as usual.
I don't trust that sort of stuff right now, buddy, my boy. Some of me files are going missing.
Why have you told me that?
Full disclosure, you know.
Fucking
you
hell.
Need to inform Claudia of the short against ASG and the dirty details on Hutch Lewis. She'll do the rest, Pat. Every fucking penny. Speaking of, why did you fucking message Daniel Levy that about Potch?
How did you eat? Look, this is nothing to do with anyone except for me and Potch, all right? That is all I told Daniel.
That'll really piss him off, that. Anyway, what was it? Yeah, she's at the fucking bar.
Still
all right?
On for 6 million.
How many times?
Yeah, all right.
She's got dark hair, Plymouth Argyle, green eyes, and she's about 6'2".
Oh, what?
Patrick.
Claudia, hi. It's great to finally put a name to the face.
Face to the name.
Yeah, that's it. That's the one.
Right, yeah. Ready to chat?
You are very tall, Claudia. Wish I'd brought my heels. Sorry, I didn't mean to offend.
Shall we crack on?
Yes, sure.
So then the app is running.
Right.
And now you hit the red record thingy.
Yeah.
And then we're up and running. Say something.
Say what?
Say anything. Anything that comes to mind. Don't matter.
Adam Bogdan.
Adam Bogdan?
Well, I don't know.
Right. Okay, now hit stop and then play.
Adam Bogdan.
Adam Bogdan. Lovely, right.
Modern.
Now, I'm going to connect to it from my laptop, right? Give us a sec.
Adam Bogdan.
Adam Bogdan.
This is good.
Modern. This is great. Looks like I've got myself a spy.
Right, great. Glad you've had your fun. I need a drink.
Good luck. Enjoy the soda water.
Oh, shit. I forgot about
it. Martini shaken, not stirred. Usually your kind of thing, eh, Howie?
Fuck off.
I spy with my little eye something beginning with H. There he goes, international man of mystery.
Oh. Those funds are ring-fenced, but these ones are what you're going to need the Monaco accounts to hold. Same for these funds here. Is there something wrong? You're picking your teeth a lot.
No, not at all, Claudia. This is how I concentrate.
Is there any chance you could concentrate, you know, normally?
I think so.
Want some cocaine?
Do I want some what, sorry?
Some cocaine.
Oh, right, you did say that. Just checking.
Oh, sorry, not your kind of thing?
No, not really. Although, you know, I do enjoy a Sudafed every now and again.
Is that a euphemism, or do you really mean Sudafed?
Well, Sudafed contains pseudoephedrine, so... yeah, bet you didn't know that.
Okay, right, so the Monaco accounts are going to hold these funds directed from the acquisitions you made during the summer. Those contracts ensure third-party...
Claudia, can I just ask that you keep your voice down a little?
I think we're safe enough. This is Saudi Arabia. Right, what was I saying?
Look, as long as I am here representing Ashwood, believe me, I'm not safe.
I think you're overestimating yourself a little there. No,
trust me, look at that paper there.
Oh, there's you.
Exactly. I'm becoming the face of Ashwood, and that is not a good thing, even here.
They're just celebrating that you and the team have chosen Saudi Arabia.
Just keep this stuff as private as possible. Right? Full, deluxe, supersized privacy, yeah? I'm talking Trump's tax returns, gay footballer level, times 10. Lock it up, throw away the key.
Then you need to reduce your profile. I thought you had a PR representative that could handle this sort of thing.
She's the club's PR, not mine, and I wouldn't ask her for help.
Why not?
Because help isn't something she's familiar with.
Sounds like you can't handle her.
I can handle her. Right? She's just cruel, heartless, and usually fairly busy.
Cruel and heartless?
Yeah.
Unplug your life support to charge her phone type thing?
No, unplug your life support to charge her flamethrower.
Is there anyone else that knows about what we're trying to do?
Well, there's Mac the Knife.
Who else?
No, that's it.
Is it? You're picking your teeth again?
There's this journalist.
Good one.
It wasn't a joke.
You twat.
Look, he's a local journalist. He's a nothing sports reporter for Ashwood. He's harmless, but he's got something from somebody that shines some light on where the money is going.
Patrick, you do realise the consequences.
Yeah.
Don't dismiss it like it's a parking ticket or a fine from UEFA. This is time behind bars.
Yeah, well, I do make a good mojito. Okay, no, see, that was a joke.
You twat.
Stop calling me a twat.
Listen to me, Patrick. Evading tax is easy. It's Tottenham in the League Cup. You understand? You're through to the next round. Not a problem. But this is Real Madrid in the Champions League final. What you're trying to do, siphoning funds, phony insurance firms, false profits...
Will you keep your voice down?
I'm speaking so you understand me. You do not fuck this up. Is that clear?
It's clear.
Good.
Right, can I get to my main point of this meeting?
Yes, fine.
Okay, so this is some information on Hutch Lewis, billionaire, owner of ASG, among other things.
Yeah, and?
But this is damaging information. I want to short the stock holdings of ASG, then release these.
We can sort that out.
And when this gets out, the shares will take a tumble. Now, once we've cashed in on the short, I want you to buy into ASG at the low price.
How much?
$6 million.
From the Monaco accounts?
Yeah.
How will you know when the short is worth cashing in on?
When we get Hutch fired.
Understood. Okay.
Look, I have to go.
Good to speak to you.
Oh, yes. Well, it's great to know I've done a dirty deal in Saudi Arabia. Tick that off the bucket list.
See you, Patrick.
Bye-bye. Howard.
Patrick?
How long have you,
About 3.5 minutes.
But that's very specific.
She's got a new watch.
Great. What are you drinking there? Is that soda water? I'll get you another. Maybe even with a twist of lime. Howard, come back! Howard! Hi, Howard. It's me again. Just wanted to thank you for earlier, for deleting that little snippet. I will definitely look at your current wage, see if there's anything we can I can do there, and I'll speak to Woody about the recording. Okay, well, sleep tight. Yep. Bye. Oh God, sleep tight.
Room service.
Great, thank you for that.
Now confirmed, Mauricio Pochettino has parted company tonight with Tottenham Hotspur.
Old Trafford in the past as well. What do you think will be the next step for him? Is the last 6 months at Spurs, will that have damaged his reputation in any way?
Seemed impossible to consider Mauricio Pochettino could be sacked by Tottenham, but less than 6 months in, that's exactly what happened. So what went wrong? The Champions League...
Oops.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Interact with the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. Visit the website at ashwoodcity.com. The club shop is now stocked with home and away shirts.
This was a Stakhanov production.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we're way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.